Every 2 seconds, someone in America becomes a victim of identity theft. Yet most of us continue handing over our most intimate information, our location, our conversations, our habits, without a second thought. We've accepted a dangerous bargain, convenience, in exchange for constant surveillance. But what if the very devices marketed as making us safer are actually creating an unprecedented crisis of privacy? What if the comforting phrase, "I have nothing to hide," is one of the most dangerous myths of our time? We're living through a surveillance revolution disguised as progress. Smart homes promise security, while corporations and governments harvest our data. Encryption gets labeled as a criminal tool. National ID systems expand under different names. Drones watch from above. All of this happens while we tell ourselves surveillance keeps us safe, despite mounting evidence to the contrary. Smart home technology has exploded into a $125 billion device industry, growing at 12% annually. 3/4 of users report feeling safer, yet these devices continuously gather and transmit data about residents to manufacturers, marketers, and government agencies, often without meaningful consent. In 2017, Samsung smart TVs were caught recording conversations and sharing them with third parties, including the CIA. Amazon's Ring doorbells have created a vast CCTV network with troubling implications. After acquiring Ring in 2018, Amazon aggressively courted law enforcement, hosting parties at police conferences. By 2019, over 400 police departments had potential access to homeowners' video recordings. Some cities even paid Amazon up to $100,000 to subsidize cameras that police then sold to residents at a discount. This surveillance infrastructure began modestly in 2000, when researchers miniaturized RFID technology to track lipstick inventory. Those rice-sized chips evolved to store additional information and can now be implanted in products, clothes, and even humans. Children are being conditioned through smart toys that identify what they're eating or engage them in conversation. Each connection creates vulnerable access points for potential hackers. Having established residential footholds, tech giants like Google now pursue smart cities designed with connectivity from the ground up, what critics call dystopian techno-capitalist hellscapes. Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old EMT with no criminal record, was killed in her apartment during a botched police raid. Her death shatters the myth that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. This fallacy ignores how easily anyone might unknowingly violate laws scattered across roughly 27,000 pages of the United States Code, plus nearly 10,000 federal regulations. As New York Chief Judge Saul Wachtler noted, prosecutors could convince a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. The myth also wrongly suggests lawbreakers don't deserve privacy, yet our justice system presumes innocence until proven guilty, a principle dating to the 1500s and codified in the 1894 Supreme Court case, Coffin v. United States. Privacy serves crucial societal interests, protecting domestic abuse victims, enabling confidential suicide prevention and anonymous HIV testing, facilitating whistleblowing, and helping solve crimes through anonymous tips. Without it, we lose freedom of expression and authentic behavior. Research confirms the observer effect. People alter their behavior when monitored, conforming to expectations rather than acting naturally. Massive data breaches expose millions of records, most stemming from human error, like misconfigured databases or misplaced hard drives. Law enforcement often equates encryption with criminal activity, claiming anonymity indicates wrongdoing. This myth enables mass surveillance and pressures tech companies to build backdoors for police access. In reality, only about 3% of users connecting to hidden services engage in illicit activities. After the 2015 San Bernardino shooting, the FBI sought court orders forcing Apple to decrypt a shooter's iPhone. Apple refused until a cybersecurity firm unlocked it. Following the 2019 Pensacola shooting, Attorney General William Barr criticized encryption as creating law-free zones, while a Washington Post investigation revealed the FBI had exaggerated claims about inaccessible devices by at least 4 times. When Homeland Security pressured a New Hampshire library to stop using Tor anonymity software, public protest forced its restoration. IT librarian Chuck McAndrew emphasizes that poor computer literacy among politicians leads to dangerous laws that weaken security and endanger the average citizen while claiming to do the opposite. Security experts maintain that an internet resilient against fraud and espionage is incompatible with government backdoors. As McAndrew notes, anonymity has historical precedent. When Thomas Paine published Common Sense anonymously, he created one of the most influential works in American history. While government surveillance draws scrutiny, corporations conduct equally massive data collection as government contractors and for profit. A Washington Post investigation revealed approximately 1,931 private security companies and 1,271 government organizations engaged in intelligence gathering under counterterrorism justifications. These firms monitor consumers through smart devices while deploying sophisticated tools against activists, journalists, and whistleblowers who expose corporate wrongdoing. As contractors, corporations circumvent constitutional protections that constrain government agencies, operating with minimal oversight. Edward Snowden's 2013 revelations exposed how private contractors like Booz Allen Hamilton conduct surveillance for agencies, collecting vast amounts of domestic data, including email metadata, phone records, and browsing histories. Legal scholar Kimberly Well notes that the Bill of Rights would not constrain private contractors, allowing nefarious activity in the name of the U.S. government with little recourse. Privacy has become monetized, not as a right, but as a luxury good, with premium products like VPNs protecting the affluent, while low-income communities face heavier facial recognition deployment and targeted predatory marketing. This creates a data tax for participating in democracy. Corporate surveillance also threatens dissent through risk mitigation companies identifying threats to profits and reputation. SeaWorld infiltrated PETA by sending employees posing as activists while encouraging illegal sabotage to discredit the organization. When artist Hassan Elahi was mistakenly placed on a terrorist watch list in 2002, he responded with radical transparency, flooding the system by documenting his entire life online. FBI, here I am, he proclaimed, demonstrating how individuals might reclaim control by overwhelming surveillance. Austrian law student Max Schrems took on Facebook at 23 after receiving 1,200 pages of his personal data. His complaints led to landmark EU rulings that invalidated the Safe Harbor Agreement and forced reconsideration of U.S. surveillance practices. Privacy requires both individual and societal action. Practical steps include auditing your devices, using open-source software, recognizing that free services harvest your data, choosing privacy-focused tools like Signal and DuckDuckGo, strengthening passwords, encrypting devices, and implementing two-factor authentication. Congress must enact meaningful reforms, including ending the artificial distinction between metadata and content. Market solutions could include taxes on targeted advertising to discourage data harvesting. We stand at a crossroads. Every device, app, and service represents a choice about what world we want. The surveillance state arrived through 1,000 small surrenders, justified by convenience or the myth that we have nothing to hide. But your privacy isn't just about you. It's about preserving space for dissent, creativity, and the messy humanity that makes democracy possible. The question isn't whether you have something to hide. It's whether you're willing to fight for the right to choose.